What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and if you're feeling like your inner critic is on a permanent vacation in your head, playing those annoying not good enough tunes, well, buckle up because today we're tackling how to use positive self-talk to rewrite the soundtrack and transform your life. Ever feel stuck in a loop of negative thoughts? You know that feeling when you trip over nothing and suddenly, the whole world's out to get you. Or maybe it's that little voice whispering doubts before a big presentation, making your palms sweat and your knees weak. We've all been there. But what if I told you that you have the power to change that narrative? You might be thinking, easier said than done, Sienna. And trust me, I get it. It's like trying to retrain your brain for a marathon after years of couch surfing. But with consistent effort and some seriously cool strategies, you can absolutely become the CEO of your own thoughts. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you hack those negative thought patterns and unlock the power of positive self-talk. First up, awareness is everything. You can't reprogram what you don't recognize. Start paying attention to those nagging voiceovers in your head. What are they saying? When do they pop up? Think of it like a mental logbook. Jot down those negative thoughts and the triggers that set them off. Once you've identified the patterns, you can start to challenge those thought distortions head on. Next, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions, not facts. Imagine a friend telling you you're going to bomb that presentation and you immediately believe them. Would you tell your bestie they're wrong without giving it a second thought? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves with such harsh judgment? Challenge those negative thoughts with evidence. Have you bombed presentations before? Maybe, but maybe you also nailed it last week. Remember that time you totally crushed that project at work? Highlight your strengths and past successes to remind yourself of your capabilities. Thirdly, reframe those negative thoughts into positive or neutral ones. Instead of "I can't do this," try "this is a challenge I can learn from." Instead of "everyone's judging me," think "people are focused on themselves, not me." It's about shifting your perspective and finding the silver lining in every situation. Speaking of silver linings, cultivate gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, these little moments can make a world of difference. And lastly, practice self-compassion. Be kind and understanding with yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has insecurities. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer to a dear friend. Let me share a real-life example that hit close to home for me. Remember that time I totally bombed that big presentation? Yeah, it was a disaster. My mind went blank, my voice cracked, and I felt like everyone was laughing at me. But instead of wallowing in self-pity, I reframed the situation. I realized that every great speaker has had a few stumbles along the way. It's all about learning from those experiences and getting back up there stronger. So how did I turn that experience around? Well, I practiced my speech relentlessly, visualized myself succeeding, and focused on delivering value to the audience. And guess what? The next time I presented, it was a complete success. That's the power of positive self-talk. It can literally change your life. Remember, folks, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let those negative thoughts hold you back from achieving your dreams. Start practicing positive self-talk today. Challenge those limiting beliefs, reframe those negative thoughts, and celebrate your accomplishments. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to incorporate more positive self-talk into your daily routine? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media at Dopamine Hacker. And don't forget to subscribe for more tips and tricks on how to outsmart the scroll and reclaim your brain. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine levels and living your best life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.